Okay, first of all, I'm a dumb fucking idiot, okay? I am a dumb fucking idiot, okay? I get in this fucking line with these two fucking women, fat fucking old women, who fucking have to be on their fucking, on one of those chairs. You know those chairs that fucking plug into the electrical fucking outlet and fat people fucking ride around them in the grocery store? Well, they're fucking sitting in these chairs. There's fucking one and then one right in front of her. Now they fucking... I see, this is why I'm a fucking idiot. I don't fucking realize that the fucking, they're sitting in these fucking chairs. They gotta be fucking dumbasses. First of all, a fat fucking person should not be sitting in one of those fucking chairs. Fucking fat person, I'm fat, I can say I fucking talk about fat people. Fat person should be fucking walking around the fucking grocery store on their fucking feet. I don't care how your knees hurt. I don't care. Walk around the grocery store. Lose the fucking weight, the calories that you fucking burn. So anyways, they're sitting in these fucking two fucking chairs right in front of fucking me. And they fucking can't get out of their fucking chairs to put their fucking groceries on the fucking line. So then fucking that slows shit down. And then when they get up there, the fucking their groceries, the fucking girl's checking them out. She has to walk all the way fucking around the line to the fucking other side to put it in their fucking baskets. She can't fucking put it in their fucking baskets. Fucking, they can't move their fucking baskets around or fucking get out. Okay. So then they're fucking talking this, that, and the fucking, she got coupons, and she's fucking, you know, telling, oh, no, I think that's a 2-for-1, and they're doing all this, and she's got to fucking pull out her change purse and count her fucking change, and then the second one does the same fucking shit, and then when they fucking take their groceries over, it's one of those grocery stores where you bag your own groceries at a separate station, they take their groceries over there, they fucking scoot their carts over there with the fucking button, you know, that's your fucking carts, and they get over to the fucking grocery stand where you fucking bag your groceries, and what do they fucking do? Huh? They get out of their, seats and they fucking bag their groceries. I'm such a fucking dumbass. I'm waiting in this fucking line for 20 fucking minutes. It's fucking 7:30 on a fucking Thursday, and I'm fucking hungry out of my fucking ass, waiting to get fucking done with the grocery store. Anyways, that's me. That's my fucking problem. I'm an idiot. Thanks. Bye.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
10, 5, 4, 3.
Everybody, it's the More Music Radio Pod on SkidRow.LA or SkidRowStudios.com. What's going on, everybody? How you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Hi.
Tonight we have Manhattan Murder Mystery in studio. You guys are back. I'm glad to have you back. I miss you guys. Got a couple extra, actually one extra person. I think Todd was here the last time, right? We got Mateo.
Hey.
You're wearing upside down grandma glasses.
That's
like
correct.
My nana had glasses like that. She's passed away. It's almost 20 years now, so it does bring back fond memories. You know, when I think of my grandmother, I try to think of, like, nice, you know, memories and stuff like that.
Mateo's going to be your grandmother now.
Not when she had a heart attack on Easter. I try not to think about that, but... Actually, those are the exact same glasses she was wearing when she had a heart attack on Easter, so...
Oh, I'm nervous.
I know you didn't know that.
Those are the exact glasses.
Tukey, where'd you get these glasses?
Her grave was robbed too recently, so I don't know. Maybe those are hers. I don't know.
No comment.
You wear them well. They look good on you.
I enjoy women's frames.
So we're back here on the More Music Radio Pod. We were gone a couple of weeks because I just had to take a break. I've been having like a really hard couple of weeks. I'm looking at everybody drinking beer. We got a 40 of Miller High Life right there, you know. I'll even drink that shit right now because I want a beer so bad. And I can't have beer because I got diabetes. What's telling you guys right now?
That's some grand legacy.
But I can take a couple of shots, you know. So I just have to limit that, you know, or else they're going to cut my feet off soon. So you know,
let's take a social.
Do you guys have any diseases? You guys want to share any diseases you guys have?
You know, Kamala. Kamala got his legs cut off.
Oh, he did? Kamala, yeah. The wrestler.
Yeah, both legs.
You know, I always like it when you're here, man, because we could we could talk wrestling and stuff, and we can maybe try to play the wrestling theme song game again, but we tried that last time. It was really hard to...
I got one.
to play that. You got a wrestling theme song already?
No, I got one right last time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did get one right.
I was pretty proud.
Yeah, that was fun, man. I don't know. Maybe we can bust out the wrestling theme songs and stuff. Why do you guys like? Well, Matt is the one who really likes wrestling. I mean, everybody likes wrestling, but Matt is a really hardcore fan of it.
Oh yeah, I started watching it because it's awesome.
I saw a picture that of you and is it you with Dusty Rhodes or something? Or am I hallucinating? You were hanging out with Dusty Rhodes, or is that
no? That'd be nice. I have a picture from like 7th grade with me and Razor Ramon.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's cool, man.
He just came to like a, he did a signing at Tower Records.
That's cool.
That's it.
Are you watching wrestling right now? Do you watch that? WWE?
Yeah, I don't have cable now, but I watch it whenever I can.
Isn't it on regular TV? It's not on Channel 13 anymore?
No, it's on.
That was like in 1989, huh?
It's on like USA and Sci-Fi, and it's also on. They like put it on Hulu, and I got really excited. But it's actually Hulu Plus.
No shit.
So like you have to pay, matter what.
You know what? I think we have other wrestling fans because we're already getting calls in to the More Music Radio Pod. Caller, you're on the air with Manhattan Murder Mystery on the More Music Radio Pod. What you want?
Oh, hey there. It's Don Bowles. Remember me? I was on your show once.
Oh, hey, is that Don Bowles, the guy who used to play drums in the Germs?
I still do, I think.
Oh, okay. But that's with that one actor-singer guy, right? That's not the
real they haven't found an actor to replace me yet. So. The one in the movie wasn't very good on the drums.
And you are also Kitten Sparkles of Fancy Space People.
Truly that, yes.
What up, Don? How you doing, man?
We have the extreme unction to be playing with the fabulous Manhattan Murder Mystery.
Oh, really? When's that going to be?
At the Troubadour coming up in a week and a half?
A week from Sunday.
What's it like to play at the Troubadour? Have you guys played there before?
This is the first time.
Oh, wow. You guys are lucky.
I'll tell you. I've played there a bunch of times.
How is it?
The place is great. It's the best sound and the best lights. Like, if you have smoke, the light guys will just love you, and they'll give you the best possible light show that you could ever have. And if you video it, you're going to be happy.
Wow, that looks cool. Yeah. If you squint, it's almost like you're at the Roxy, right?
It's enough pretty cool, except they give you this weird, like, anti-pep talk when you get there if you're a band. It's like, all right, you're going to go on stage exactly this o'clock. There's no smoking in the dressing rooms. You know, it's just like, you got to put your stuff in the alley the second you get off the stage or staying in there. You know, it's really crazy. And they have all these weird union rules. And I don't know, it's kind of weird. But it's really good sound and really good lights. And it's all pretty much, it's like, what, 18 and up or all ages or something, too. Yeah.
Do they give free beers?
They'll give you a bunch of free beer.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, there's a place, man. It's just like Troubadour is cool. You don't have to pay to get in. They give you free beers. They give you a little back rub. They give you a little rub down.
Ooh. Yeah, they don't make the bands pay to get in anymore.
Hey, Don, you know the Mormons are looking for a drummer. Are you willing to hop on the drum stool for us?
Well, I could at least sit in one or two times until, you know, you find like a real guy. Well, you know, cool. I could go to the thrift store and get one of those suits, you know, and I already have a bicycle helmet.
Oh, cool, man. Then you're halfway there. All you need is a backpack. You could borrow one of my old ones.
Do we have to ride the 10 speeds 2x2 to the gig?
No, actually, we don't do that. Our instruments are our bicycles, you know.
I bet you guys are hoping that your leader gets elected, right?
Who, Howard Stern? Yeah, sure. I'd love Howard Stern to be elected. That'd be cool, man. You could cuss and don't go to jail. That's cool.
He's already the king. He doesn't need to be elected.
Hey, so how's Club Ding-a-Ling, man? What are you doing over there? You guys been to Club Ding-a-Ling
before?
That's
great. Yeah. We're having a crazy show tomorrow. We're going to have spaceships.
Real spaceships flying
Real
in?
Spaceships landing in Echo Park. Yeah, I hope they don't crash into the helicopters on their way down.
That's pretty cool, man. I hope they don't hit any of our...
They're a dynamic duo.
I hope our space junk doesn't, like, you know, rip a hole into their cabin.
Yeah, you got to pull up your space suit so you don't expose your space junk.
Well,
yeah,
cool.
Ding-a-Ling's going to be pretty fun tomorrow. Oh, Paul Rossler is playing with some really weird band called Harry Cloud.
Mm-hmm. Who's that dude? You know,
Paul Rossler? He's a guy... He's like this musical prodigy dude who's he's kind of my age now, but he played in the Screamers, and he played in 45 Grave, and played in Nina Hagen's band, and he actually played in Fancy Space People for a while, too.
Oh, and you guys kicked him out because he had a bad porn problem, or what?
Mm-hmm. A porn problem?
That's not a problem.
No, no. It was the dreadlocks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd kick somebody out for that, too. Well, cool. Hey, Don, we have to get you in back in on the More Music Radio Pod, man.
Yeah, one of these times, you know, one of these times. Maybe you guys can come down and play the club one of these times as well. Maybe
yeah,
one of these other times.
Maybe we'll do like a live remote broadcast or something like that.
Next week, you know, Gary Wilson is playing at the Ding-a-Ling.
Who's that dude? Right.
Gary Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh man. You're gonna be happy I clued you to this. He's fucked up. He's from Endicott, New York. He put out a vanity pressing album in like 1980. It's kinda like something in between like Michael Jackson and Frank Zappa and some kind of weird retarded, socially inept nerd. You know, it's like really, he's got a song called 6.4 equals Make Out. Another one called, you know, Chromium Bitch. Fucked up.
That guy sounds like a weird guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, he's really weird. Look him up on the Confuser. He's in there.
Is that like on the interweb?
Yep.
Okay, cool. I'm going to type that into the typewriter.
Gary Wilson.
Okay.
Normal name, absolutely the opposite for kind of person.
Cool. I'm going to look him up. I'm going to wiki him.
Hey, I noticed you guys are having a little bit of... We just got these new speakers, so I could hear this extremely high-end stuff going on, coming out of the thing when you were doing the sound check there.
Oh, okay. Did it sound all right? But you heard some of it, right?
Yeah, we heard that thing.
You could hear the sound check?
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, thanks.
It was awesome.
These guys were talking all kinds of shit about everybody, too, when that was recording. That's cool.
That was pretty cool, too. Yeah, I liked that.
They were saying how excited they are to play with Don Bowles and Fancy Space People and the Troubadour.
Well, we're excited to play with the Mary Marvel Marching Society. It's going to be great.
New York Murder Gang.
Well, cool,
yeah,
Don.
Exactly. It's going to be a lot of fun. Great. You know, I always describe them to people and ask, what's this Manhattan murder mystery thing? I'm like, well, it's like Joey Levine from the Ohio Express was Tom Waits.
I don't know anything about music, I'm realizing. With all these references, I'm like, fuck, I'm lame.
Maybe you're just not as ancient of days as certain of us.
This guy's like the Dennis Miller of music here. Everything's
I bought the Yummy, Yummy, Yummy 7-inch when it came out, right? with my own allowance.
That's what I'd say if I had a cheeseburger right now. I haven't had one in weeks, and that's amazing. I think like before I wouldn't have a cheeseburger for like maybe a day or two. Sometimes
I
would have
I haven't had a cheeseburger since I was 17, which is like before anyone there was born.
How's your health? Like you're probably more healthier than I am.
It's surprisingly good considering, you know, like I said, I'm like really elderly and about to keel over just from sheer, you know, mass of years.
But you're still hanging in there.
I turned 56 like a month and a half ago or something.
Oh, shit. Wow. Congratulations. Yeah. All right. Happy belated birthday, Don Bowles.
Yeah, it was, too. It came a couple of days late. It screwed me up. I thought I was pregnant. Hey, Jillian Problems just said hi to Matt and Tukey and the gang.
Hi.
That was Matt saying hi back to him.
An easy message to transmit. That's good. Keep it brief. My program director, when I worked at Mars FM, told me one thing to help me with my radio career, and it really did.
Mm-hmm.
Brevity is the essence of effective communication.
Yeah, man. That's why I try to keep
it. I'm laughing at
you. It's all about editing, right? You got to edit. Self-editing.
Yep. Hell yeah.
You know?
So what are you guys going to do? Is Matt and the gang going to play a rockin' set there on the show?
Yeah, they're going to play a few songs. You know, in between the segments, we're going to be hearing music, other music too, from like Toys That Kill and The Seizure, and the Beaters and the Dirty City Brothers and all that stuff. I like to try to mention the songs. I never mention the songs that we play. I just like give the playlist. I'm done. This is
Beaters?
I'm not a pro at this.
Did you say the Beaters?
The Beaters.
Oh, okay, good.
No, not the Feeders. No.
All right.
No, that'll be when you're on the show. We'll have you play some songs and stuff.
You know, oh, right on. Yeah, you know. Hey, you might as well play some Seasons and Fancy Space People while you're playing some, you know, some MMM.
Yeah, cool.
Well,
yeah,
not maybe while you're playing it, although that might be pretty avant-garde sounding.
Yeah, you know, maybe I'll drop a tab of acid right now and it'll start kicking in about an hour, and then I'll put on, like, Fancy Space People theme or something, you know?
And, yeah, do that. It's great. Just, it sounds way better that way, I've found. DMT is real, you know, really makes us sound cool.
Cool, yeah. I haven't tried that yet, but I got some on the way. There's a delivery service, so.
Oh, good, cool. Good. Well, you know, you're downtown there. You can probably get anything.
Well, cool, Don. Thanks for calling in, man. We got to have you back on very soon.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
My pleasure.
All right, man. Thanks to everybody. That is Don Bowles calling into the More Music Radio Pod.
Pick some products, you guys.
Hey, and Don, and tell everybody what the Troubadour show date is. When is that?
It's the 14th of Rocktober.
All right. Awesome, dude.
Sunday night, we're going to be worshiping the Lord, the Dark Lord.
Well, cool. Well, thanks for calling in, Don. We're going to move on with the show, and we're going to have some music by Manhattan Murder Mystery played for you, especially. Correct. So just keep tuning. Are you still there?
He hung up.
Or did he? Oh, we dropped him. All right. Well, maybe he hung up. Maybe he just was at a loss for words. Don Bowles at a loss for words. Imagine that. Oh, yeah.
He's looking for that delivery DMT.
I like
guy.
That guy, man. You guys hang out with Don Bowles every so often? You get to hear any of his stories or anything?
He's great.
Cool. Him and Karen Centerfold. Like I remember when I first met Karen Centerfold. That was the first time that we met Don Bowles. And like, what a great team! Like they should have a TV show together or something. You know,
they should get married.
Hey, you know what? Before we play these songs, it looks like we have one more call. Let's try to take this call. Caller, you are on the air with Manhattan Murder Mystery. What you want?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, is Matt there?
You're doing a great voice.
Yeah.
Now, this is Gabe from Virginia.
Hey, how are you?
He left his Confederate flag and his shotgun in my garage. I was wondering if you wanted it back.
Yeah, sure. Send it over.
All right.
Send it, care of Don Bowles.
Is this like a skit? Are you calling in with a skit, sir?
What? No, I'm calling from Matt. We went to high school together like 10 years ago.
Are you bald and white? Is this the same guy I'm thinking of?
What? No.
Do you have a son named Bobby?
I don't know what the goddamn hell you all talking about.
Yeah, well, cool. So how would you like to interact with Manhattan Murder Mystery, the band that we have today, tonight, on the More Music Radio Pod? This is your shot. This is your moment to shine and interact with us on the show. All right.
I was just talking to the Matt because he mentioned he's going to be around, and I haven't seen him in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
I don't think... Are you going to go back, Matt? I mean, are you like, aching to hang out with this guy again?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to plan a visit right now.
Right?
Yeah.
I remember that time, you and Andre and me, and we had that Purple Floyd thing going on. I forget what the fuck it was called. Sorry,
Purple Floyd? The
radio. That thing we had going on. All right.
Can we hang up on this guy?
Yeah, I think we can. Goodbye, sir. Thank you for calling the More Music Radio Pod.
Come on, some material.
We're going to hear some songs, and when we get back, let's hear some real songs.
I know a guy named
live.
Gabe. Was that Gabe?
Was that Gabe?
I don't think that was...
Did I just hang up on a nice guy, and he was like, he's going to be like all hurt and stuff. And
it's fine.
He's going to be like, man, I called in to talk to you guys, and that fucking host of that show is a dick.
Hey, what happened? Remember the last time we called, like, we were here, and like some guy called in and said he was like jacking off while he's listening to us?
Oh!
He
said he was like a regular caller. I remember what happened to that guy, man.
Let's hear the call in.
Remember that guy? What was that guy's name?
Let's go to the clip.
Brad,
if you're out there,
I don't think
in.
Brad's calling in anymore.
Yeah, give out the number, Brad.
He Brad, shot his load.
Brad, 800-893-9562.
That's right. If you want to call in, 800-893-9562, we're going to take a short break, and when we get back, we'll hear some music from Manhattan Murder Mystery on the More Music Radio Pod. We'll be right back.
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting internationally from downtown Los Angeles on Skid Row.
This is Scott Rodarte from the band Olean, and you are listening to the More Music Radio Pod on fucking skidrow.la.
Okay, we're coming back.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We are about to hear some tunes from Manhattan Murder Mystery, our friends. We love you guys.
Thank you. Awesome band.
Let's all.
You guys have been around for like 5 years now, right? Something like that? It's been like 4 years?
Pretty close, yeah. How about you? Some
I've been around for 35 years, just myself.
Let's take a social before we play. How about that?
You guys want to take a shot?
Yeah. All right.
We're going to do a shot here live on the More Music Radio Pod. Ready?
All of you out there, take a social too.
Yeah. That means a shot. Okay, ready? Go. Mmm. Ah, it's delicious, kids. All right. So this is Manhattan Murder Mystery. And all right, take it away, guys.
Headphones.
Yeah.
need like a roaring cloud or a crowd clap.
We did it.
Oh my God.
All right, yeah.
We did it, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
All right, man. That was cool. Manhattan Murder Mystery. What were those songs called, man?
That first song was called Mostly My Life Has Just Been Dumb.
Uh-huh.
And the second song was called Backlick Road.
You wrote that first song. You, it sounds like you wrote about my life. How'd you know?
What?
Turn your amp off.
That song's about turning your amp off.
How are people going to hear my buzzing without the amp on?
That's cool, man. I mean, you guys sound really good, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I've always liked you guys. I've always liked you guys, man. You guys have always been really nice to us too. Because I remember there was that one time at South by Southwest, the last time when we went over there with our mobile unit.
Yeah.
And we were like, "Yeah, man, it's cool. We're just gonna go show up and play mobile unit and stuff," you know. And fuck, man, we had like the worst luck. We ran into that band Bastidas.
Oh yeah.
And they were all, "Hey man, we got a place for you to stay. It's all cool, man. Yeah, whatever. We'll do this, whatever." So I'm like, "Oh cool, we got a place to stay. All right." So we went to go get something to eat, and we called them. None of them would answer their phone, and we're like, "Holy shit!" And Lee, actually the host of the Piñata Hour that used to be here on Skid Row Studios, I kept calling him over and over again. He goes, "Oh, he gave me the address to where they were staying at." And so we went to that hotel, or as a Holiday Inn or something, and we were like, "Okay, we'll just wait for them," you know. So we waited and waited in the car, and then it started pouring rain that night. I don't know if you remember, it fucking poured that night.
Yeah, I remember it.
And I kept calling them over and over again. Fucking, they didn't even call back anything. I know the phones were. You can tell when phones are on,
yeah.
Because when they're on, they ring. When they're off, they just go straight to voicemail, you know? So it kept ringing. I kept leaving messages and texts like, "Hey, man, we're waiting here. We're waiting for you guys." And so anyway, we slept the fucking whole night in the car. And it was fucking pouring rain. So it's the four of us in my little Toyota Matrix, you know? It's a four-seater with all our stuff and all of us in it. And so we're like,
you
fucking...
guys had to spend the night in jail.
Oh yeah, that was the trip where we spent the night in jail. Oh, not the night. It was just 4 hours during the day.
What was better, the Matrix or the jail?
I think the jail was better because, dude. Okay, so here's the situation.
It's got a toilet in the jail.
We're sleeping in this car and fucking. It's four of us breathing, and you know we're all hot and fucking smelly and shit. And it's really cool outside, but it's pouring rain, so we couldn't have the windows down. So, like, intermittently, every, like, 10 minutes, we'd have to lower the windows to get air, breathe, and then raise them back up because it was fucking pouring. We had such a miserable night. We fucking left the radio on, and the battery was dead the next day.
Oh, man.
You know? But, like I was going to say, you guys, the next morning, we were having the worst morning. We got a new battery, you know, and then Matt called me up and said, "Hey, would you guys like to share... a set with us, you know, because your voice was out."
Oh, yeah. Right,
and it was over at Black Metal Pizza, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that just made the trip so much better because we were so pissed off, you know, like we fucking, like, I don't know, like when you like, you know, we've been like playing with like a lot of bands and stuff, and we get to know other bands and like we feel friendly with them and stuff. But then like when they leave you hanging like that, it's just like such a fucking bummer. And we're in fucking Texas, and I'm like, "Oh man, this sucks, man." Like, from that day, like, I never thought about those guys the same way, you know? Like, it always, like, especially Lee, because I had his, and I called him over and over and over again, you know? So anyway, like, I want to, like, thank you guys for including us in the fun. And we had a great time. We did a set. We did mobile unit
I think there were even people there that show, right?
Yeah, there were some people there, yeah.
We, like, played that place, like, three times that week just for whatever...
And there was nobody there.
Elaine like called the place and she was like, "Oh, you can play all these shows." And like the day before that we played, and it was just like the two people who worked there.
Yeah.
And,
like,
and I think that there was people who knew who you guys were.
Uh-huh.
When you guys played.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I remember we told them and they're like, "Oh, the Mormons, it's awesome."
Oh, that's fucking really cool, man. Yeah. Shit. You should have told us that. It would have like made us feel a lot better, man. We felt everybody hated us there because when we started the mobile unit there that the night before, the cops, like, all of a sudden they fucking jumped on us and they're like, "You can't play." And we're like, "Oh shit." So we walked a little bit down, we started playing again, and they fucking were gonna write us tickets and shit. And this is after we already got ticketed for possession of something, you know, whatever. Musicians smoke marijuana, you know. I mean, I don't smoke marijuana, but, you know, my bandmates might have been.
Jazz, cigarettes. You
know? So, I mean, I don't know, man. Texas is, I mean, I like Austin. That's a cool city, right? Yeah, I mean, it's really cool.
It's good once you get past that, like, checkpoint.
Yeah, that fucking El Paso checkpoint, man. We have a caller? Is that right? We had, let's take the call. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this? Oh, cool.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey.
Are you watching The Simpsons?
She is, yeah.
Am I what?
Turn it
up.
Are you
watching The Simpsons?
Yeah, I am.
You have ADD because you're in a radio show right now and you're watching TV, too.
No, I can multitask.
Oh, okay.
Is this a girl or a 13-year-old boy?
I sound like that? No, this is a girl. This is Dove.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
How are you?
I miss you guys.
I miss you, too.
Is this one of your fans or who is this?
This is our friend Dove.
Can you turn anything else on, too? Do some music maybe in the background? some animals.
Well, there's no music I can play. What do you want to hear?
Yeah. Could you make it just like extra more obnoxiously loud? How about bust out your vibrator and tap it on the phone?
Yeah, but then if I do that, then I can't hear you guys.
Then you'll know how it feels, though.
Hey, Dove,
I'm actually about to watch Dana Carvey.
You're going to watch Dana Carvey right now?
Doing what?
Through the window or like on a show?
Are you going to watch
the
Master of Disguise?
Can you please turn down your TV? What if
you know what his character name is on Master of Disguise?
What if we say
Pistachio Disguise?
Turn it down? Does it have to be on? Like, can you just, like, mute it? You know?
Hey, what else is on? Can we listen to something else?
Yeah.
I was waiting for... Oh, I think The Daily Show's on now.
Oh, yeah. Let's listen to that.
Oh, there's a new episode.
I'm sure... Yeah, we'll have plenty to say about the debate. Let's hear that. That'd be great.
Do you have tonight's Office?
That was the biggest couple hours waste of my life watching that.
Do you have any old episodes of One Life to Live?
No, I actually don't.
Do you have any new ones?
I have old episodes of Chico and the Man.
That sounds pretty good.
Hey, so hey, Dove, did you hear Manhattan Murder Mystery play those songs just a little while ago?
I did.
How did it sound?
Wonderful job, as always.
Yeah?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, Dove, are you going to come to the Troubadour?
Yes, I am, actually. Oh, nice. It's going to be dope.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right. Actually, that place like had a long dry period, so this is kind of like the equivalent to
Ever since Judson, he brought it back.
Yeah. It's back on the map.
Yeah, seriously, it hasn't like what the last real hit that stopped at the Troubadour and played was probably I don't know. Mama Cass.
Oh. Actually, they just had their like 50th anniversary, and like James Taylor and Carole King played like last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're bringing it back, dude. The original people that made it.
Did you know that Carole King broke my guitar amp one time? That's a true story.
Are you serious?
Did she do it on purpose?
That's incredible.
My dad does like sound.
So Carole King and Simon Cardozo broke your amp.
There's my old amp. My dad does sound for these events in like DC sometimes when they have big things on the mall, and Carole King was like
the mall, meaning like
the
where JCPenney's is
National
at?
Mall.
Oh, okay. National Mall.
And she like was one of the performers, and he like she needed a guitar amp like and. He didn't want to. He just took mine, so he didn't have to rent one. I told him I said just use mine.
Oh, cool!
And it came back, and it never worked good after that. It always crackled when you record in. Like, I don't know. I think she like jacked off in the input.
No, Matt. She put a hex on it.
Oh yeah, maybe.
Probably.
Carole King's awesome, man. That's an honor.
Oh yeah, she's great.
It's better than Cardozo breaking her amp.
Better than Joni Mitchell.
That's awesome because he actually gave me one of his. He gave me two of his guitars.
Hey, you owe me $20.
Oh, I do. They actually told me I could just have it, and I was like, are you sure? And you were just like...
I was like, take them and pay me later.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, no.
That means I need to give you more booze.
That's fine.
This is your payment right here.
Yeah.
You get to listen to The Simpsons for free. Remember what it was like when you had TV?
Yeah. I'll throw in The Simpsons, and I'll throw in a Who Framed Roger Rabbit special edition VHS.
That sounds pretty good. I'll take it.
Do you have any Animaniacs?
You know, I wasn't a big fan. I like
that.
Yeah,
me neither. I didn't like Animaniacs. Did you guys like that?
Freakazoid.
Mm. They were okay.
Yeah.
They were awful.
I couldn't get into like any of those cartoons, like with the KCAL kids or... That was a different channel, but I'm saying like that whole era of kids. I'm just older. I'm a little older.
I used to like... what is it? Tiny Toons.
I used to watch like Scooby-Doo and stuff. Of course, Scooby-Doo is way older anyway, but I used to like to watch Scooby-Doo.
How old are you, man?
I'll be 36 in February.
Yeah, all right, I'm 33.
February what?
February 6th.
Oh, that's my sister's birthday and Bob Marley's, and my birthday is 6 days after yours. And
oh,
I will
cool.
also be 36.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We're getting old.
Yeah, Katya is an Aquarius, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
And you know, this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. So.
Yeah, it is.
Right? That's right.
And it's
still?
Also,
yeah.
And it's also the year of
ages
the
are very long.
It's fairly new.
Yeah.
How long does it take for an age to dawn?
Probably like more than 20 years. Okay. Something like that.
How long does it take an age to don bowls?
How many don bowls does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many don bowls does it take to screw in an age?
You know, you're just singing in geometry and not a lot of people, you know. Finished college.
We're not even smoking weed yet. So.
I know. Where's the DMT?
1-800-DMT. It's not enough numbers.
You're listening to Skid Row Studios.
Well, cool, Dove. Thanks for calling the More Music Radio Pod and chatting with Manhattan Murder Mystery.
Yeah, you guys.
Enjoy the Simpsons.
Keep it up.
All right, cool.
I'm going to go back to watching Dana Carvey.
Oh, okay, cool. I love that church lady. I love that church lady impression.
We know what you're watching. Can't fool us.
And the Bush impression.
Pistachio disguise, we all know.
Pistachio disguising.
I like the old man, too. He hates everything. Dana Carvey, you know? In my day, remember that guy? I'm too old.
You remember the one?
Anyway, we got another call on the More Music Radio Pod. Back to back. Caller, what's going on?
Give me a break. Come on. You're on the radio.
What sound is that?
Is this the crime tip hotline?
Yes.
All right. I like this guy. Come on. Bring it.
There's something going on outside.
This guy's awesome.
Sir, are you okay? Are you taking fire?
Hey, that's better than The Simpsons. Come on, man.
That's awesome, dude. Come on. Yeah, I'm on board, man.
Sir, are
I'm
going to
go. My name is Pigeon, since we had Dove on there, and I'm from the ghetto. So
hey, what's up, Pigeon?
And no, I didn't hear the murder mystery soundtrack play or anything. So.
Oh, man. You tuned in too
late,
dude.
I was outside trying not to get shot out here.
God damn,
you know
man.
How pigeons roll?
Are you saying that, man?
Hey, turn.
Yeah, pigeons roll when you clap your hands and shit, and that's how you tell the other fools that the cops are down the street.
Are we going to play?
All right,
this
not training day. Come on, this is not training day. Okay.
Yeah, clap your hands and they roll, and then you could tell there's cops.
Are we going to play again?
Yeah.
If we play again, you could turn it up.
Yeah.
And then the
sound of the
music will make all the murder outside go away.
Hey, before you guys play a song, where can I go download some of your music?
Yeah.
Yeah, what? You know what I'm saying? Where can I go? What can I go pick those up for free $99?
You can go to manhattanmurdermystery.bandcamp.com. We have free music and some. I think maybe.
All right, you're going to have to say that again because I'm kind of slow.
ManhattanMurderMystery.bandcamp.com.
Cool, okay.
Or just Manhattan Murder Mystery anywhere on the internet that doesn't involve Woody Allen.
Yeah.
And then you got it.
All right.
Or watch that. That's a great movie, too. If you want to watch that, go for it. You know, either
like
way, it's
color.
A good night. You're right. Hey, this guy's playing dumb because he knows. That's good, man. You know it's in black and white. All right, fine.
I just took a guess because it just sounds old.
Oh, it's not?
Manhattan is.
You're right. All right.
Yeah. All right, hey, before you guys go, I'm going to listen to your songs real quick, but shout out to Matt Time Radio. Peace.
Yeah. Shout out to Matt Time Radio. But we'll see when we can hear another episode of Matt Time Radio. We'll see when that comes back.
I thought that was Leo.
They're on I Hate Us right now.
It sounded like Leo.
Yeah.
Who was that?
I thought. I don't know. I thought it wasn't.
What's Matt Time Radio? That's not.
I don't know what that is.
It's a
radio show where they talk about me all the time.
Yeah.
It's Matt Time.
Matt around the clock.
Matt Time Radio is a MMA
Matt
show. They talk
Matt
about
had a great
MMA
day today. He went to see The Master, and he saw ate Del Taco. He went to the library a little bit.
You had a good day today?
It's fine.
Yeah. What would you do?
Tune in to Matt Time Radio tomorrow night, and you'll hear all about it.
So, how many years has it been, man? It's been like 4 years, right?
I think so. About.
Are you? Do you think you guys are gonna get famous? Because I hear people
unlikely
talking about you. What are you guys gonna do if you get famous? Let's say you hit it. What are you gonna do?
What do you mean if we get famous?
Yeah. I don't know. Like
when?
It seems like
then
stuff,
we die.
You know. Are you against like hitting it big? And what do you foresee? Like, do you foresee yourselves like? You know, being played like on K-Rock or I mean, where are you guys aiming towards?
I'm going to try to go straight to the top.
Number one.
Would you play the FYF Fest if they asked you to?
Well, I've been to the FYF backstage and they have a lot of beers, so I would.
Oh, they do? You probably would.
Yeah, I would probably go along with it.
When did you go backstage?
This year, I told you that I went.
I was trying to sneak in.
Oh, well.
I went backstage at the Tour de Fat.
What is it?
They had free beer there too.
Hey Matt, are you gonna like do a solo album and then the band's gonna get mad at you for doing it?
He already has.
Well,
one.
You should ask them that. Actually.
Oh, okay.
Not
he already has one, right? Okay.
Yeah,
kind of.
Are you? Do you guys feel threatened by that? Like he's branching off into his own thing?
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna punch his face. Fuck it.
No.
If his solo songs were any good, I'd worry about it. But then.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow. The gloves are coming off.
Hey, Todd, let's hear about your solo album.
Oh, yeah.
You got a solo album, too?
10 points for Laura.
I can tell you about it if you really want to hear
MVP,
about
the folk. MVP of the tour.
Let's hear about the folk heroes.
Oh, the dark horse.
That was the dark horse.
Rears its head.
Nobody knew.
Here's Jerry Stiller to introduce the awards for the MVP of the tour.
Well, cool, guys. Hey, let's take another break. We'll get some air. And when we come back, maybe you guys play another couple songs or something. What do you guys think?
Do we have time to smoke before we come back?
Yeah, we have a few minutes.
Okay,
yeah,
we'll
let's
make
do
it
that.
Quick.
All right, cool. We'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Hello, mister. Fuck you, bastard. Motherfucker, fuck you.
The More Music Radio Pod. Escape room from
www.skidrow.la. Are you FAA or FCC?
We're DIY.
DIY? What's that mean?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
To the More Music Radio Pod. All right. Excuse me. I was just taking a couple of herbal vapor tokes.
You got a new vaporizer?
Yeah. You know.
Because you're living healthy now.
That's right. Actually, yeah, that's what I was thinking. You know, not smoking, not really drinking beer, not drinking soda anymore. I haven't had any fast food in a while. I mean, if you want to count Pollo Loco skinless chicken breast, side of vegetables and pinto beans.
Sounds pretty good.
It is pretty good, but when you want the pollo bowl, ultimate pollo bowl with some smoky black beans and all the sour cream and the guacamole and shit, it's different than that. Like, you want that. Like, I'm sick of vegetables. I've had enough vegetables.
What is that, man?
It's a little vaporizer that I got. Magic Flight.
I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah. It's really cool. See? Put it in right there. Put in the stuff. This one's done already, but you do that. You put the battery in the side right here.
And then it vaporizes?
Push it. Yeah. And squeeze the thing. See that there's a little light in that thing?
Wow.
Stuff comes out.
Man, technology has changed since I was a regular weed smoker.
Yeah. Of course, you're only allowed to vaporize tobacco or other herbs.
That's what we're talking about here, right?
Like lavender.
Yeah.
You know, I'm taking a big hit of lavender right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, we're talking about like wrestling and stuff and WWF, and this is the Owen Hart theme.
Yeah. Well,
these guys aren't even here to hear their own theme.
I think we may do that song.
Oh, really? Oh,
possibly.
Cool. That's a good one. I like that song. Yeah. Just as soon as these guys get back, I hear a lot of rumbling.
I'll text them right now.
Yeah, text them, tell them the show is going on. We're hanging out here on the More Music Radio Pod. Yeah. Let's check in with Jeremy, man. What's going on?
That was my fan, dude. Sorry about that.
You were very, what do you call it? Stoned. You're very stoned today, you said.
I ate
from
one
lavender.
Of those. No, I ate a lozenger.
Mm. A lavender lozenger.
A weed lozenger, man, and fucking wrecked me bad.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't like being super, super high.
No?
No.
You know, you can get like that, and then it might induce a panic attack when you get really high.
That's how I feel, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But you just take in deep breaths, and you know how to control panic attacks, right?
No.
It's just all about breathing. You take in a deep breath, and you hold it, and then you let it out really slow. Like, you're just slowing down your breathing. Because when you have a panic attack, you're hyperventilating, and you're freaking yourself out. Yeah. You look really stoned, dude.
Fuck.
Cool. Rough. How was your week, man? Last couple of weeks, it's been a while since we've been on.
Yeah, I'm broke right now, so pretty much been staying at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just kind of taking a break too, man. Like this whole after the fucking being diagnosed with diabetes and shit, I have to change my lifestyle and fucking check my blood all the time. I forgot to check my blood. Maybe I'll check my blood right now. Did I bring my shit?
Wait, can I ask you something?
Sure.
How did you find out that you got diabetes? Like, what happened?
I went for a checkup, and then like a few days later, I got a message saying that my doctor wanted to talk to me right away.
Oh.
And when you get that call. Yeah. It's like, my God, what the fuck? Yeah. I didn't know what I had, you know?
Which type of diabetes do you have? Are there two types?
Yeah, there's type one, it's called...
almost hereditary.
Well, no, the diabetes like itself is hereditary, but type one is when you get it when you're a kid or you're born with it or something. And that's when you're just not producing any insulin at all. Type two diabetes is when you mistreat your body and like fucking ruin it like I did. And your body's like not using insulin right.
But you could repair that though, right?
Hopefully, yeah. I just gotta like lose a lot of weight and just get healthier, and
I'll send you some stuff that maybe you could do to.
Oh yeah, like exercise tips.
Well, not necessarily exercise, but like
Kathy Bronner's.
Oh, like is it like some old school? Like make some like a couple little talks.
Yeah, just like do certain things like that. Just like certain little things that you can
tonic.
Do.
I was trying to say tonic.
Yeah.
Actually, no joke. My brother-in-law, like his job, he sells diabetes medication.
Yeah.
But that's pharmaceutical stuff. I'm talking about earth stuff.
No, this is like, he's kind of like that type of thing too. Yeah. I'm not sure what it is. I just know that's what he does.
Here's the thing that I realized that really sucks.
Herbalife, man.
You know what? It's
just
like,
start taking Herbalife.
This diabetes thing is like a big business because I have to check my blood, okay? And so these test strips, like I was checking my blood like 7 times a day, like for a few days. Just like checking it before and after every meal, just to see. And I was like all freaked out. And somebody told me, hey, you have to pay for those test strips. They're not free, And I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah. And so I called my insurance company and they go, oh, you're only allowed one test strip. And I was like, holy shit. Like, how much do they cost? And they're like, it turns out like retail price, they're like almost $1 a strip. And I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
So I like had to like go online and like try to find cheap ones and stuff. And I like found like a good deal, for, like 100 for like $25 or something. I'm like, oh, man. So I had to jump on that. So it's like, I'm like, fuck, this is going to cost me more money,
Of course.
Fuck.
It's all money.
I want a beer so bad right now. It's really hard. It's like...
Oh, can I take one of those beers?
Oh, yeah, go for it, please.
Let's take a social.
You want a social? There's one thing I can do is I can drink like just like straight whiskey. It's like they say it's not great to drink alcohol, but... just like well, I can't
just,
mix it with soda.
Just never
but if
tried
you
it.
Do drink Dos Equis, right? Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Don't always drink alcohol.
It's not great to drink straight alcohol, but it's better than not doing it.
I don't want to get my feet chopped off. I don't want to get like...
Did you hear about Kamala?
You were telling me about that. So tell me the story about Kamala.
He like had...
Bad diabetes, right?
Both legs.
He was a big gentleman.
he actually, there's more to the story.
All right.
Just from my listening to wrestling podcasts.
Did you ever listen to The Shadow Man? There was a guy.
I remember The Shadow Man.
Oh, man.
When I was in like 7th and 8th grade, he was on
cable radio network.
He was on like this random cable channel in Virginia that like didn't have any. It was like the same.
He was a black dude.
It was like the same channel that had like the story people or whatever, like Mr. Happy. You know those like cartoons?
Well, oh, okay. Wait a minute. I think there's like one is yellow, one is red.
Yeah,
one.
Those like circle people.
Those like, yeah. That,
those like cartoons where they did like little stories.
Yeah.
And then like at midnight on Saturdays, they would have The Shadow Man.
Yeah.
And he had like, he was just some random guy who like went to wrestling school at like San Bernardino Wrestling school, whatever it was.
Yeah. Dude, we used to crank call him. He was on the cable radio network, and we used to crank call and like give shout outs to like fake wrestlers and stuff. He'd be like, oh, yeah, yeah. That's, yeah, I remember him. He's cool. Yeah, you know?
There was one time that I called.
I have it on tape. I got to just put it.
I listened to his show like digitally all the time, and there was one time that I actually called in, and like people were like complaining about WCW when Hulk Hogan first joined the WCW.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, Hulk Hogan.
When Hulk Hogan joined the WCW, was he a good guy or a bad guy?
He was a good guy at the beginning. He was there for like 3 years before he went bad. But the after about the first year, you were like, oh, Hulk Hogan's back and he's full time. It's great. Then the second year was like, we're kind of tired of Hulk Hogan and like, he sucks, but they like won't stop. And then the other matches, they would just talk about Hulk Hogan the same time. So I was like, I called into the Shadow Man to complain. I was like, it's like they're shoving Hulk Hogan down our throats and we don't really like him. We like, we're kind of sick of him by now, but they like won't give him a rest.
This is like pre-New World Order.
Yeah, it was right before NWO.
It's like when he became a heel.
But, like, so I had all this thing. I was like, they're just, like, trying to push Hulk Hogan, and we're sick of him. And so I called in, and I was like, I had a good point. I was like,
that time.
Do you have the Hulk Hogan theme from WCW?
No, I don't.
Where he's like, yeah, he's American made.
Oh, yeah.
It was like knockoff.
I like
but
this
like,
one.
I called into the Shadow Man to say, like, yeah, we're sick of Hulk Hogan. They're shoving him down our throats. And literally the guy right before me, the one time I ever called into the Shadow Man, he was like, yeah, we're sick of Hulk Hogan being shoved down our throats. And then I came up and I was like,
ditto.
He took my whole thing away. And never.
So what did you say? Did you just like came up with something crappy? Or
I had to. I was like, yeah, I agree with. I was like in 7th grade. I was like,
oh, so you became the first caller's bitch and shit. You're like, oh, I agree with that guy.
I was like, yeah,
a lot.
That guy was gonna say,
I agree with that guy before that guy, man.
I was like, you should have heard me right before that guy came on. I could have nailed it.
That's cool.
And he was like with that one guy. He was like, all right, can we hang up on this guy now? I was like, let's get this kid off the radio.
All right, you guys know what theme song this is? WWF theme song game.
Seinfeld?
That was when Seinfeld was wrestling. See, this is a hard game. I was telling you guys, this is a hard game.
I know this
game.
Song, but...
Okay.
It's not Coco Beware, is it?
This guy used to go like this all the time.
Oh, it's Beefcake.
Brutus Beefcake, yeah. Brutus the Barber Beefcake, yeah. All right. WWF wrestling theme song. All right. How about this one? I like the song.
What?
I want to cover it.
A hot take on me.
Please cover one of these songs. This is a cool one. All right. Let's listen in. WWF. All right. More Music Radio Pod.
This is Oingo Boingo singing this song?
I was going to say Devo.
Is it Strike Force?
No. They're Canadians.
Oh, not the Quebecers.
No.
The Rougeau Brothers?
Yeah, the Fabulous Rougeau Brothers. All right, man. Shit.
They went on. One of them went on to be the Mountie. The other one became an announcer for a little bit.
Let's try this one. Oh, yeah, he did become an announcer.
It was so much better.
Yeah.
Oh, this is easy. I'll let everybody try it. Who's...
Yeah. Anybody want to give a shot?
Some sort of Indian stereotype.
I'll give you a hint. It's not know. Chief J. Strongbow. The other Native American wrestler. Oh, no. This isn't even Native American.
Nope.
We've already mentioned him tonight.
He has no more feet.
He can't
legs.
Walk anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Kamala.
I bet he can still win. I bet he can still win, though. I bet he can still kick out the people today's ass.
Is he still alive, or did he die?
I think he's still alive. He's, like, on death's door, to be honest. But I don't really know him. He's actually really great. He has, like, actually does music. He like,
can we get that, please? You guys have the internet. Let's get that.
He like, he has this amazing music under his like real name. Like,
really?
He I speaks can't remember. English and shit? I don't
he's,
know what.
He's like from Detroit.
He's
shit.
From Georgia. Oh, okay. He's from like Atlanta, Georgia. Like all of them are. Every like racial stereotype in wrestling is from like
is from Georgia
or like Decatur, Illinois. Like no one. There's no one in wrestling who's ever been to Africa.
Who's the ultimate wrestler in wrestling history, professional wrestling history? Who's your favorite?
My favorite?
Yeah. Of all time.
I like Andre the Giant.
He's a classy wrestler. Andre the Giant.
Ric Flair's up there, but I've just always been really into the British Bulldog. For some reason, he connected with me.
Ric Flair hit on my girlfriend.
He died.
That's how I learned that England. Yeah, he had a heart attack from too much steroids.
Damn.
He just like at the time when I got into wrestling, he was like a mid-carder who like was so good. I was like, he should be like winning the championship, and like he never did. He just like kind of stayed around the same level.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I just rooted for him.
Do you remember the Blue Blazer?
Yeah, that's Owen Hart.
That was Owen Hart?
Let's play Owen Hart.
All right, you guys want to play Owen Hart?
Yeah, let's play Owen Hart.
Cool, why don't we hear some music?
Let's change
you guys
the
got the
Owen
shit
Hart
all set up
Blazer.
Already.
That's actually pretty cool, yeah. Except that it's already recorded and already done.
We were actually playing Owen Hart's theme.
If you haven't heard
downstairs.
It in the sound check, it's new to you.
This is the Owen Hart theme song.
No.
But we're gonna hear your version right now, right? You guys wanna bust it? You guys ready to do it?
Yeah, let's just jump up
yeah,
there
let's
and
do it. All right, cool.
We'll get Vince on guitar.
Yeah, man. Let me get I think I forgot how to play guitar. It's been a while since I picked up a guitar, actually, man.
It kinda sucks when you lose
a drummer, you know what I mean? It sucks when you lose a band member and you gotta like
I lost a drummer.
Yeah?
I found a drummer.
Well, if you see an extra one, let us know. Cool.
Oh, my thing won't start.
All right, everybody. Manhattan Murder Mystery once again on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Wait, let's take a social first.
Okay, social it up. All right.
Here's to Mitt Romney. He's not gonna win, but you know.
He's a Mormon, though. So
I'm sure he has his good qualities, and I think that everyone. Let's just all give him a break.
Yeah.
Right.
He hasn't had enough breaks in life.
His sons are so look so weird.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
nights in a dream house in Calgary, Alberta. You know I'd do anything for them. You know that I would never hurt them. But they had me up against a wall when they tossed me off the roof of Cobo Hall.
Let's take a social first. I think the headphones are coming off for this one. Laura took her headphones off. Let's take it up or not.
There's no point.
I'll just do one little quick thing. The whole reason we came on here is because playing the troubadour, and I'm from Virginia. I moved out here knowing nobody, and there's no reason I should be playing the troubadour. But fuck it, I am. You can do it too. The first step to doing it is come to our show that we play.
Give you all the tips.
The point is you can achieve your dreams the more you know. If you collect EBT in America, this one's for you. Laura's taking her headphones and her glasses off.
Thank you.
listening to Skid Row Studios 98.7 FM, Los Angeles.
Hey, do one more. Do one more.
One more?
Can I do a request?
Yeah.
Can you hold my hand?
Oh,
shit.
I can do a hold my hand against the social first. More importantly, can we take a social first?
Social it out. Alright.
You want to hear my impression of Karen Centerfold?
Yeah.
Hey, we got a black president! Hooray!
I'd go down on him and I would play with her ass. You know, I have met film, adult film.
guests here on the More Music Radio Pod. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jim Schrader. You're listening to the More Music Radio Program on skinbro.la.
On right now? Are we live right now? We're still going? All right, you know what? Right now, I'm going to play a song, and it's by the Dharma Bums. Remember? The Dharma Bums?
Yeah!
Our old bass player, Joe. So here's a Dharma Bums song. We'll be right back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right, sorry for the technical difficulties.
Yeah!
Fucking Christ.
Yeah!
Kill my ears.
What's happening? This is Kiki from East LA, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on Skid Row dot LA. And what, huh?
Why not? I mean, I'll be sex. This special slasher for the perversion.
This is Karen Centerfold, the perfect 44 double D 2636. You're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la.
We do? Wait, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
When I talk into the microphone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're hanging out with Manhattan Murder Mystery.
We're sharing headphones.
I don't think two heads will fit in the headphones. So
we're going to try.
Just like use one open ear. There you go.
Can you call
might work
that
like that.
We can do anything
it
we put our minds to.
It was a listener that called me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that number is busy.
The number's busy, so.
I got another one.
Wait, did I call it wrong? I mean, we can't say it.
Well, don't you want to give out some tickets? Didn't you say you wanted to give out a couple tickets?
Yeah, call in.
I got one.
You actually don't need the headphones.
I got this one.
I don't think.
I got one. Next person calls in gets a pair of tickets.
1-800-893-9562. You're going to get tickets to the Troubadour, right?
We got one spare.
October 14th.
Somebody call in and say something good to get tickets.
Yeah. Call in and talk to Manhattan
Tell
Murder
me
Mystery.
Something. Tell
any
me
callers?
Something.
No.
Great. I'm going to do my radio voice.
I don't know if there's any callers yet.
That number again. 800-893-9562. That's 800-893-9562.
Did you press
read all yet? WMBC.
Skid Row Studios.
Skid Row
How
Studio.
Do I contact that guy?
It's Skid Row Studios.
You want to communicate with Jeremy?
Yeah. Hey, Jeremy, did you play Sweet Al yet?
No.
Well, there's that.
Damn, something good. Let's call Don Bowles again.
Well, he called us. He called in. He was one of the callers on the Music Radio Pod earlier. Thanks for playing those.
Hey, Laura, could you put this up to the window?
To the window? Oh, okay. He wants. I guess in the last few minutes of the Mormon music, we don't have that much time left. But
you got a guitar. Let's hear some Mormon songs.
Yeah, I know. Huh? Let's get Patrick. Patrick was supposed to be here. I actually got Dan.
Let's call Patrick.
Showing up.
Hey, I got Gibbons on the phone.
Oh, it's Dr. Gibbons. Put it up to the mic.
Here, let's see. Here, let me figure this out. We got technical difficulties.
We're calling Gibbons.
What is Gibbons?
All right, say hi.
He's a man.
Hi, Gibbons. You can't hear me right now because you haven't called 800-893-9562.
Tell him to call the number.
Hey, Gibbons. If you call 800-893-9562 right now, you'll get free tickets to the Troubadour show.
Okay.
Well, fucking call.
Bye-bye, Gibbons. Bye, Gibbons.
You're done.
Bye-bye.
You're done.
You're done.
I think he did a great job.
Yeah.
I'm proud
I think
of him.
You guys did a really fucking good job tonight.
I think
man.
You did a really good job.
Well,
tonight.
Thank you.
No, but
honestly, you know,
thank you for having us. This is our third time here.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. And you're always welcome here. Please come back 20 more times.
We'll always love you.
That is
that means
the
you don't
song.
Gotta go home, but you gotta get the fuck out of here.
Exactly. You know that song,
Let's
right?
Let's go to the Echoplex. Yeah.
this song, I don't know. Let's We were talking about Mr. T's Bowl earlier, right?
Where's Arlo? Let's call Arlo.
Oh, that would be cool.
Wait, which
huh?
Arlo?
Arlo's hanging out with his woman right now.
Dude! Let's call Arlo.
I want to Arlo.
Do you guys recognize this song? Everybody listen for a second. This song is St. Thomas by Sonny Rollins. Arlo will play this at the end of every night at Mr. T's Bowl.
Sounds like a bunch of bullshit to me.
No, it's true.
Hey.
It's true.
Do you have any good music?
This is good music. This is good music. This guy goes gets down on the keys. You should be able to appreciate
that. Let's call Arlo right now.
Yeah, let's call Arlo.
Before we end the show, let's say hello to Arlo.
I don't know, but I could call Arlo on my phone. It's going to take too long, too.
Let's just try to give it a shot.
Hey, you got to call her.
Oh, we got to call her. How about we get a caller? Caller, you're on the air. Are you trying to win tickets to the Troubadour show, the Manhattan Murder Mystery and shit?
Sure.
You're done. Yeah. You're out.
No.
You have to be more excited than that.
Can I donate them to charity?
Want the tickets?
You're out. No you're tickets out, for friend. You. Who is this?
Yeah, who is this?
I was told to call this number.
Don't say look like that. Don't start off by saying look.
Stop.
Who do you think you are, huh? You look.
Guess what? What are you doing? You wasted your damn time. You wasted your damn time calling this number.
People are actually
you didn't win shit.
Yeah, we're talking
you don't
to
even
you,
know
buddy.
Who, why would you call a number you don't even know who you're
teardrop,
calling?
Teardrop, you're drunk.
Look, buddy.
You're drunk.
You're drunk, buddy. Look.
You're fucking drunk.
He said eardrop, not you're drunk.
Hey, people who say look like that.
Look, you're drunk.
Look.
So take a good look.
If I'm so drunk, why are you calling me?
It's look. The good.
Take
well,
that.
Lolly. You got me there.
It's a sweet trip to a candy shop.
On the good
are you drinking too?
Ship. Lollipop, it's not.
Chip.
Who is this again?
5-0
Shag.
Oh, I
know. Wait, who is this guy? You guys know this guy?
4-5-0 Shag.
You guys know this guy?
Yeah,
you guys know this guy?
4-5-0 Shag.
He's okay.
You guys got all these inside jokes, and I feel so left out.
It's not jokes, man.
Explain the jokes you're saying.
Oh, okay.
Explain what you're saying.
Dude, you can sing them too.
Oh, yeah.
Blood horse. Horse of a horse, blood of a blood on my hands.
Max Roach drum solo.
What?
I don't know.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
I'm off this right now, but...
Do you have something to promote?
No.
Take a look at your life.
But, Mateo, I think I found a solution to all our quarrels trying to write that song.
What is it?
All right, we need to hear this. This is important.
Is the solution listen to Matt? Because he already figured it out.
Hey, try smelling the microphone.
Is this Glibbons? Is this Glibbons?
So we do my chord progression the second time, but your chord progression the first time. It sounds great.
I believe you.
Take a look at your illusion.
Every night since we wrote it, because I've been drunk dialing Blood Horse.
Yeah.
Which one?
So do you want the tickets or not?
Yeah.
I'll pass.
I'd love the tickets.
He's
well, the Pope
America.
Has shat in the woods.
He's in Bakersfield.
Welcome back.
Are you going to come back from Bakersfield?
Hang
or are
up
you just
going
to masturbate to gay phone sex?
I can do both.
All right, if you're masturbating right now, you get the tickets.
Well, you won. I mean, I think you know these guys, so just call them up and get the tickets. I think you won, right? Did they win?
Yeah, they did.
All right, you won.
He did not win. He
you
can
win.
Be on the list either way.
Yeah.
Somebody else
did
called
not
who
win.
Actually could win tickets.
I don't know. Did
I think
I win?
Wayne should call.
Can I?
You got a joke? We got a couple minutes. I don't know if you want to say a joke real quick. We only got two minutes left.
I can't hear myself.
Gibbons needs to step it up on his radio calling.
All right, Glibbons.
Wait, can you call the number again? Can you?
Glibboy.
Thank you for calling Glibbons. Thank you, Glibbons.
All right, I think you're going to get hung up on.
All right. I got a joke.
Whoa.
Well, hey, why don't you guys...
I have a really...
Okay, quick joke, and then we got
to... Everybody, silence!
And then we got to let everybody know about
the show.
Yeah.
Call him as a joke, and I'll top you.
We learned this in Texas, all right? How do you make a dead baby float?
How?
Root beer, ice cream, and a dead baby.
Whoa!
Hey,
I heard that one before.
What's the difference between a dead baby and a Ferrari?
I don't
have
a Ferrari
in my garage!
How do you kill a redneck? Slam the toilet seat on his head while he's getting a drink.
What happened when Todd opened his garbage can on garbage day?
Well, hey.
Hey, I have a joke for you.
We got 1 minute left, and I want you guys to let everybody know where you guys are playing October 14th.
We're playing October 14th at the Troubadour with Fancy Space People and Seasons.
Hey.
And, oh, who's this?
Glibbins is still on. Glibbins.
And we're playing Glibbins.
Nothing on the top, but a bucket of the Glibbins.
Uncle Gibbons is not here, actually.
All right.
Could you call that number?
All right, peace out, because you're cutting into the plug time, and we're almost out of here.
Is this Glibbins?
That wasn't Glibbins.
No, Uncle Glibbins is not here.
This is Donnie Pepper.
Yeah!
Wait, are you calling in for tickets?
Donnie Pepper's playing.
I got to hear what he has to say.
All right, well.
World, and I really wanted to see what time Manhattan Mermaid
Mercury
was playing.
Thank you, Dr.
Show.
Pepper.
I think Donnie Pepper wins the two passes.
Glibbins, Dr. Pepper, whatever her name is. Thank you very much. I want to thank Manhattan Murder Mystery for coming
over.
In.
Let's go a little over.
We got 5 seconds left, and I just want to say
can
I love you
call
guys,
that number
man.
Again?
I love you guys. Thanks
five
for thanks again.
Move.
October
14th.
Donnie Pepper
wins.
Yay!
Yeah. Hey.
As soon as we're off the air, it just hangs up. All right.
Can you call that number?
Can we listen to the sound check before?
Can you call
should
that
we do
number?
A sound check after the show since everyone heard our sound check?
Can we just
we're
call
done.
The number anyways? I like the
we're
sound
done.
Of my voice in my ears.
It's automated.
Can I just...